The New York State Senate held a hearing on raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. While Governor Andrew Cuomo and Assembly Democrats support the phase-in to a higher wage, many state senators remain uncommitted. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Senate Labor Committee Chair Jack Martin says he wants to broaden the discussion beyond simply phasing in a minimum wage increase to $15 an hour. He says the real issue in many regions of the state is the lack of opportunity for work that provides a middle-class salary and enables small businesses to thrive. Martin's asked E.J. McMahon from the fiscally conservative think tank, the Empire Center, how the transition to a higher wage could adversely affect smaller employers versus the larger chain stores like a Walmart or Home Depot.
What you're suggesting is a year or two, 3 years down the road, my locally owned, small business owned hardware store is out of business and Home Depot is still there.
McMahon says he believes the wage increase will lead to more closures of small stores. Currently, the local businesses compete by providing a higher level of personalized service. He says if the price of employment goes up, they lose their edge.
Larger employers will complain, I assume. But at the end of the day, they'll deal with what they have to deal with. They are big, fat, capital-intensive businesses with huge marketing budgets.
McMahon says a regional minimum wage would be better, taking into account the lagging upstate economy. He says the current campaign is based too much on workers at a McDonald's in Midtown Manhattan. Union leaders also testified. SEIU Healthcare Workers President George Gresham talked of the dignity that his father gained when he stopped being a domestic servant and became a truck driver. Gresham says before that, the household telephone line was frequently turned off for lack of money, something that humiliated him as a child when a teacher pointed it out in school.
Because she said that to the whole class. Your family doesn't keep the phone on. And I remember how embarrassed I was because until my father became a Teamster and got a decent salary, we weren't able to keep the phone on. That was optional.
Governor Cuomo did not send any representatives to the hearing, something Labor Chair Martin says is regrettable. Cuomo has held numerous rallies, though, making his position clear and often framing the issue in the context of income inequality. He's already taken executive actions to phase in a $15 an hour minimum wage for fast food workers and state employees. In the lead up to his State of the State message, he held an event with an enthusiastic crowd of union members.
We are done being abused as a workforce so we can subsidize the richest corporations in this country. That's not going to happen.
The harshest criticism of the $15 an hour minimum wage proposal comes from the head of the state's Republican Party. GOP Chair Ed Cox came to the Capitol to denounce Cuomo's efforts, calling the plan a job killer that's riddled with factual errors. And Cox even compared the governor's rhetorical style to former Cuban dictator Fidel Castro.
When you stand up in front of an audience, telling big lies in a loud, booming voice as if it is an absolute certainty, and you repeat it over and over again, that is exactly what Fidel Castro did in Cuba. People who want to dictate policies that do not work, do not make sense, that's what you do. You shout louder and louder and louder.
Cuomo spokesman Rich Azzapardi brushed off Cox's critique and compared Cox to a Republican presidential candidate known for his speaking style.
It wasn't the best Donald Trump impression I've ever heard, but I'll give it an A for effort.
The governor has not yet introduced a formal bill on raising the minimum wage. That and negotiations with the Senate come after his State of the State speech, which is on January 13th. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.